You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dyan once again. Welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today on the program, we have Danielle Roberts, co-founder at Boomer Benefits, a top-producing licensed insurance agency that helps baby boomers with their Medicare insurance decisions in 47 states. Danielle, a pleasure to be with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure to have you with us as well. So for starters, when people first reach out to your agency for help with Medicare, what is the one thing they are most surprised about?
The thing that people are most surprised about when it comes to aging into Medicare is that Medicare isn't free. So all of our lives we work for employers, which are pulling taxes out of our paychecks to pre-fund our future Medicare Part A hospital benefits. And this makes people think that all of Medicare, when they get there, will have no cost to them. Another reason that sort of complicates this line of thinking is that people think of Medicare as a national health insurance program for people age 65 and older, which it certainly is. And the idea of national health insurance makes us think of insurance in Canada or in Britain, where there is no cost directly, no premiums paid for the insurance by those citizens. So when they start researching their Medicare, which might be, you know, around age 64 or a year before their retirement, they are sometimes shocked and dismayed to find out that there are premiums that you pay for Medicare, both Parts B and D, which are your outpatient and drug coverage. And then in addition to that, you have costs that are going to be paid as you go along, such as deductibles and co-pays and co-insurance.
And I'm sure a lot of folks are quite surprised with some of those details you just mentioned. Now, why do you think so many people are unprepared for these costs?
I really think that because of the way we currently handle health insurance in America, where you work for an employer and the employer covers the majority of your cost for you, and even the portion that you pay is being deducted from your paycheck. And so you don't really think about health insurance as costing money unless you happen to have been on an individual health plan, perhaps you were between jobs, or you were maybe self-employed and you actually had to buy a plan through the Affordable Care Act. Those folks know that health insurance is really expensive. But when you work for an employer and most of that expense is absorbed by the employer itself, you just really aren't prepared for the cost that you're going to have to pay directly for Medicare in the future.
Danielle, when should people begin to put away money toward the cost of health care in retirement?
Well, of course, you'll probably expect my answer, which is as soon as possible. I do remember myself, my mom took me down to the bank when I was 21 and made me open an IRA and start putting away $25 a month for my own retirement. And that was certainly a good lesson and helped me with starting my retirement saving early. But not everybody knows to do that or is in a position to do that. So if you are even age 50 and you're approaching retirement or 60, the right time to start investing and putting away money for all of the costs of in retirement, including healthcare, is as soon as possible. So you want to give that money that you put away time to compound that interest. But I always talk to people about the idea that if you're, you know, 10 to 15 years out from age 65 when you're going to be aging into Medicare, go ahead and learn about what Medicare costs today. So do the research to find out if you were enrolling right now, how much would you be spending every month to cover both your Medicare and any supplemental insurance that you need, and then make a plan with your financial planner to start putting away at least that amount of money every month toward the cost of healthcare in your retirement, so that by the time you get there, certainly something that's put away is better than nothing.
And that is for sure. Today we're joined by Danielle Roberts, co-founder at Boomer Benefits, a top-producing licensed insurance agency that helps baby boomers with their Medicare insurance decisions in 47 states here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Danielle, once people are enrolled in Medicare, what can they do to limit their financial exposure when it comes to medical cost?
So when you enroll in Medicare, you have two primary options to fill in the gaps in Medicare. Medicare covers about 80% of your outpatient expenses and covers most of your hospital expenses, but there are deductibles to pay. And then you're responsible for paying those deductibles and the other 20% of all your outpatient expenses. And outpatient expenses include things like outpatient surgeries or chemotherapy or dialysis. So these type of costs can be very expensive if you're spending 20%. So in the 60s, when Medicare was first created, immediately insurance companies saw the need to fill those gaps, and they created Medigap plans, which are insurance policies that you can add on to your Medicare. And when Medicare processes a claim and pays its share, it then sends the remainder of that bill to your Medigap company to pay the share that the Medigap company will pay. So it pays after Medicare to help eliminate or limit those expenses, such as the 20% coinsurance and any deductibles and copays that you would pay. And this coverage can be pretty comprehensive and will allow you to treat with any provider in the nation that accepts Medicare, which is currently over 800,000 providers. So that's one way which you can help to limit those costs. The other option that you have is relatively newer. It's been around for 15, 20 years or so, and this is the Medicare Advantage program. And this is an opportunity to enroll in Medicare that's delivered through a private insurance company. So your Medicare Part A, B, and sometimes your Part D drug benefits are kind of all rolled up into one plan, which feels very much like group health insurance that you've been exposed to in the past, where you have a network of providers that you see and you pay your copays as you go along. Everyone will choose one route or the other if they're looking to buy some sort of additional coverage to supplement Medicare, and those can really help to limit the cost and make your back-end spending very predictable so that you aren't worried when you go into the hospital about what kind of bills are going to be in your mailbox when you finally come home.
Danielle, really some great information here and most helpful as well. Now, what can business owners do to prepare their employees for these costs and help them transition successfully over to Medicare?
Yes, business owners can really help a lot with this particular transition. One of the things that my agency does is I work with quite a few group health agents around the nation, and they will bring our agency in to do a presentation, which can be done in person or via a webinar format, and they'll invite all of their employees that are age 60 plus. And we do a Medicare 101 webinar or presentation that just kind of talks about how Medicare works, what it covers, what it costs. And this is really good information for those employees to get now before they have actually retired so that they can be thinking about their own transition to Medicare, how much time they still need to put money away for their future health care costs. And it also helps to eliminate some of the fear that people feel about Medicare because it's the unknown. So if business owners can partner with Medicare insurance brokers like Boomer Benefits, they can help those employees to get the education that they need that will also lead to them hopefully saving enough to make that transition into Medicare successfully and without any financial pain points.
What a valuable resource you have in place, and that is fantastic. Thanks so much for sharing that as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
Sure. One of my favorite tips for people that are approaching Medicare age is to look into a health savings account. So if your employer or the health insurance plan that you have through the Affordable Care Act is a high deductible HSA qualified medical plan, you can open a health savings account, and these are a great vehicle for creating a separate pool of money that you can only use toward medical costs in the future. They're going to give you a great tax deduction right now when you're contributing money into your HSA account. You can deduct that from your taxes, so you're getting tax-deferred money in there. And then employers who offer the HSA-compatible insurance plans to their employees can not only take advantage of lower health insurance premiums now, but they can also give their employees this great opportunity to make themselves a medical nest egg for their future retirement. So if the employees take advantage of that HSA account and start contributing into it, then when they finally become 65 and they enroll in Medicare and they retire, they've got this pool of money that they think of as separate and that they can use for things like Medicare premiums, deductibles, coinsurance, and copays. So if you have access or ability to open an HSA account now and start saving for that, it will really help you with putting away some of that money for your future healthcare costs and retirement.
Danielle, I want to thank you for all the valuable advice and information shared here today. We also thank you for what you do in the space to keep us informed and help folks with Medicare insurance decisions, again, in 47 states within the U.S. So where can listeners get all the details on Boomer Benefits online?
Sure. You can find us on the web. Our website is boomerbenefits.com, and you can sign up there for a Medicare 101 webinar, which is completely free, to learn about Medicare cost coverage and retirement. And you can also find us on social media. We have a Facebook page with over 70,000 followers where you can submit your own questions about Medicare.
And that certainly works. Again, Danielle, all the best, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much. Take care.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Danielle Roberts, the co-founder at Boomer Benefits, a top-producing licensed insurance agency that helps baby boomers with their Medicare insurance decisions in 47 states. And for all the details, visit boomerbenefits.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.